The ball appears to finally be rolling for medical marijuana in the Florida legislature. After tacking on a handful of amendments, legislation is advancing in the state Senate. I'm Nick Evans. It seems broad support for the Medical Marijuana Initiative Amendment 2 is a two-edged sword. Nearly everyone agrees on medical cannabis in principle. They just have different principles. That's why Monday night Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley found himself wading through 14 different amendments.
Madam Chairman, members, this adds legislative intent language. Madam Chairman. This amendment incorporates the medical marijuana testing language.
Thank you.
This language requires the concurrence of a second physician when certifying the use of marijuana for a person under the age of 18.
This is language that actually moves us closer to the House position. This is language borrowed from the House.
Whether it was the tracking system, testing, or patients visiting from out of state, most of the proposals were Bradley's own. But nearly all of them were attempts to address concerns voiced by fellow lawmakers. The biggest one being, who gets to grow and sell the drug?
This is obviously the number of licenses issue, which perhaps y'all have heard about.
Bradley proposed and the panel adopted an amendment making significant changes to the benchmarks for adding new growers, now referred to as medical marijuana treatment centers, or MMTCs.
This amendment requires the DOH to register 5 additional MMTCs by October 3rd, 2017, including one applicant that is a member of the Black Farmers and Agriculturalist Association. It requires the DOH to add 4 new MMTCs within 6 months after the registration of each instance of 75,000 more patients to the Compassionate Use Registry.
Under the original version of Bradley's bill, growers would be added incrementally once the pool of patients reached 250,000. With the amendment, there could be as many as 17 additional license holders by the time it's that large. And Committee Chair Dana Young wants to expand the field even further. The Tampa Republican suggests authorizing 2 nurseries challenging the health department's decision not to give them permits in the first wave of licenses.
In the interest of saving taxpayer dollars on fighting these cases, and in the interest of fairness, we would go ahead and register these 2 MMTCs and would allow them to start with the ones who have gone through in good faith to become eligible, and that is the amendment.
But Fort Myers Republican Senator Elizabeth Beniquisto is uncomfortable with any new growers, and she spoke out against Young's proposal.
I believe that if they are, if their challenges have merit, they will be successful, and they will be purveyors of this fine product in the future. But I can't support the amendment today.
Young's amendment eventually failed. But with Monday's hearing, it appears senators are coalescing around Bradley's amalgam of different proposals. That said, there's still a lot of daylight between the House and Senate measures. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.